I have a gas stove in there, and I have a gas heater, beds.
Oh, for them to live?
Right.
When they're cutting?
When they're cutting king. But now, instead of using now I use but that one. You see?
You go to Centerville, Miss?
Yeah, Centerville, Mississippi. Liberty. Mm-hmm. Live past Liberty.
Do you ever remember, with a white and black a child born with white and black marriage or black and white?
Not around here.
You don't remember?
They have some.
Okay, what would you call it?
I don't know. What do you call it? They wouldn't speak too much about it.
They wouldn't?
No, you get in trouble. I guess you would. Now they have right here, up going from the Poleville, how you call a white, child that's white in a black family? Mm-hmm. Bet, how you call a child that's white in a black family?
Well, Bet? You know, okay. What about other types of people? Were there, now, you and I are what? We're
white.
Huh? But, are we any different? Like,
Caucasian.
Any different types of, huh?
Caucasian or?
Cajun. Okay. What about other, were there any different types of people that would come in here?
No, the only people we had around here was, like I tell you, was colored people from Mississippi. Well, at one time, you had about, in this just this little vicinity within a half a mile on each side of my house, you might have 300 colored boy men that would come for grinding.
Yeah.
And they might be little farmers or work on somebody's place in Mississippi, and during the winter months, they didn't have nothing to do.
Uh-huh.
And naturally, it makes good money. You know, good money, but I remember a whole grinding, a man made $90. He thought he was rich.
He hit the sack. I ain't talking to him.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Shake again. Okay.
But we used to have those people that, you know, in depression time, $90 was plenty of money. But now, when they left here, those fellas were getting good money.
$90 a month?
For the whole grinding. During depression, it was good money.
It was okay, $1 a day. Okay.
That's what it was, about $1 a day. That's what we were paying them, 90 cents to cut, and $1.10 a day if they would load the king.
Well, what about names that you would call them when you got angry at them?
All of them. You knew all your colored men by names. But you see, I had 9 men. I wouldn't talk to all of them. I had 1 man I talked to.
Mm-hmm.
If this man wasn't cutting cane the way I wanted, I'd call him my head man, I call him.
What about names you would hear colored say to you when they got mad at you? Or
They don't get mad. Because mm-hmm. they know you throw them out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't take no foolishness from them. The men I would work, I was one type that wouldn't go, if I go to that shack, I would go for business only. That was that place of living. But I didn't want no fuss. I didn't want no cursing because there was living by some white people, my neighbors, which is closer to that house than my house. And they knew that, and I'd tell them that. I wouldn't like for them to bring guns. And if they're drunk, they better come in and sleep it off. Because they wouldn't curse around my shack. They curse, I would make them hit the road. But I never did joke with them. I never did, you know what I mean, dirty jokes. When I talked to them, just like me and you are talking now.